I'm sad, but I'm also excited.
That's what Senator Chris Butters says about stepping down as senator for District 10, representing residents in West Jordan, South Jordan, and Harriman. The lawmaker says although his term was not up for one more year, he knew early on this session this would be his last.
I haven't been well this session. And my wife's always said for a long time, when's it my turn? And so we jointly decided that given health concerns and everything else, we're going to try to get ourselves well and ride into the sunset.
Looking back, Butters says he does not regret any time he has spent on Capitol Hill, including co-sponsoring Utah's Constitutional Amendment 3, which defined marriage in Utah as consisting only of the legal union between a man and a woman. He sparked outrage throughout the LGBT community in 2009, when he was seen in a documentary calling gay people the greatest threat to America.
I feel good about my 11 years. I've stood for what I believed was right, and I've never cared if that wasn't popular, nor have I ever voted for anything to try to get myself reelected.
The former senator also found himself in the midst of a controversy in 2008, when during a debate of a school funding bill, the bill's sponsor compared it to the baby involved in the biblical story of King Solomon. Butters responded saying, "This baby is black, I'll tell you. This is a dark, ugly thing." Butters soon apologized for the comment, but that didn't put a stop to several accusations of racism. Still, the senator says he believes if people got to know him, they would learn to appreciate him.
I would say to those that support me, I really, really appreciate it. We've went through a lot of heavy water together, and those that dislike me or hate me, I don't think they know me. I challenge you to find someone that really knows me that maybe they don't agree with me, but I doubt they dislike me.
Republican delegates in Butters' district will now pick his replacement, who has to be confirmed by the governor. I'm Jessica Gale, KCPW News.